At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your host, your brother, David, and where we uncover truth, healing, and freedom through the Word of God. Today we're back with another truth that can heal and bring freedom through Jesus Christ. And we're speaking about today, guys, the spirit of rejection. Hallelujah. See, this one here affects so many believers. Whether you're walking in ministry, discovering your prophetic calling, or simply trying to align back to God's will for your life, this episode, my brothers and sisters, is for you. So we're going to expose how the enemy uses rejection to delay purpose, isolate prophets, and distort identity. And then we're going to walk through deliverance, healing, and restoration through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, get your Bible, quiet your heart, and let's walk in truth. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's freedom. Hallelujah. So, let's begin by defining what rejection really is. See, rejection is not just an emotion. It's a spiritual attack against your identity. It's the enemy's attempt to convince you that you are unloved, unwanted, or unworthy, when in truth, you are chosen and accepted by Christ. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:6 says, He has made us accepted in the Beloved. That means God has already chosen you. You don't need man's approval to walk in divine purpose. But the spirit of rejection doesn't want you to know that. It speaks lies like, you're not enough. You'll always be alone. And no one sees your value. My God. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. See, the spirit entered when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. The first thing they did was hide. Genesis 3:8, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. See, hiding is the fruit of rejection. My God. It isolates you from the very presence designed to heal you. See, the root of rejection is a broken identity. It often begins in childhood. Come on now, let's talk about it. Through abandonment, betrayal, or comparison. Now, let's start there. Abandonment. If you just look across just America, and I'm just speaking on America because that's where I'm from. but I get a lot of UK. I'm sure you guys deal with it over in the UK. In Europe, I'm sure you guys deal with it. Australia, I got a lot of you guys who tune in from different parts of the world. So I'll ask you guys, but I'll speak from just an American standpoint. A lot of us were abandoned. I think, I don't know the statistics, we have to look it up, but we have a very large adoption group here in the States. And not just adoption. There's a lot of children who don't grow up with both parents in the house. By choice or by design, doesn't matter. A child feels abandoned. And the enemy hits, especially some of us who have a huge, but those are who God is going to use in the later days. We deal with all three. When we're children. Hallelujah. And sometimes it enters through words spoken over us. You're not good enough. You'll never make it. You were a mistake. Oh my God, I'm helping someone. Holy Spirit, help me. Oh Lord, help me. May this message be seasoned to perfection so that your children may digest what you're saying today. But let me remind you, God never calls his children mistakes. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." You were known, loved, and set apart before anyone had the chance to reject you. See, the enemy wants to rewrite your story with rejection, but God rewrites it with redemption. My God. Hallelujah. The spirit of rejection has patterns. It creates cycles. It tells you, don't trust people. But the Bible does tell us, don't put your trust in man. And I'm going to go ahead and distinguish the two. Don't put your trust in man does not mean don't trust the people God sent. Let's move on. Stay guarded. There go Nathan. So the Spirit tells us, don't trust people. Stay guarded. They'll hurt you again. And slowly, it pushes you into isolation. The perfect environment for spiritual attack. I've been there. My God. See, when rejection puts you in isolation, that's when the spiritual attacks, that's where he can get in and kind of play with you and play those games. But when God isolates you, it's for preparation. He's preparing you. He's preparing you for what he's called you to do. So let's just make a distinguish there, because some, it's different. It's different. Clearly it's different. This is exactly what happened to Elijah after Jezebel threatened him. Hallelujah. Oh my God. 1 Kings 19:4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and requested for himself that he might die. Oh, I've been there. My God. I've been there. We've been there. Some of you who are listening to this, some of you, See, the same prophet who called down fire from heaven, now hiding, depressed, and ready to quit? What are you sharing with us, Lord? What is it? What is that in that message that you want us to grasp? Where's the revelation here? See, that's what rejection does. It distorts your sense of worth and assignment. See, prophets and prophetic people, we often deal with rejection because of our calling. We feel deeply, we see differently, and we speak what others fear to say. Because of that, we're often misunderstood, isolated, or criticized. Look at Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. He said, I sat alone because of your hand. And even Jesus, the greatest prophet, faced rejection. Isaiah 53 says, he was despised and rejected of men. And let me just, when I say Jesus, the greatest prophet, Jesus is Jesus. Come on now. We're not putting him into a function or office. But if we must, just for this teaching here, the greatest. He also faced rejection. Isaiah 53 verse 3 says, he was despised and rejected of men. But here's the revelation. Rejection is often the mark of divine selection. My God, who am I helping? If man rejects you, it's because heaven has accepted you. God allows certain doors to close so that your calling isn't contaminated by people's opinions. So when certain things don't work out, hear me. Hallelujah. It's not just that you weren't meant for that. It was that particular thing could have contaminated your calling, because people will have opinions. I tell you, they think they know when we know nothing. They think they can identify who God called you to be. So just know that he will close certain doors. He will remove you when certain things just, you know, aren't meant to be. I'll say that. Matthew 21:42 says, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. See, your rejection positions you for promotion. One of my apostles, my apostle, Apostle Daniel, shout out to you, sir. Shout out to you, sir. He said, you're stepping stone to your throne. Hallelujah. The rejection positions you for promotion. God turns the place of your pain into the foundation of his glory. Hallelujah. So let's get real for a moment. When rejection goes unhealed, it breeds fear of man, bitterness, insecurity, and self-rejection and shame. Oh, I've been there. I've been through all those. My God. But God's word breaks every one of these chains. It is broken now. In the name of Jesus, those of you who are listening to my voice, bitterness, insecurity, self-rejection, and shame, and fear of man is broken now. My God. Everyone, every chain broken now. In Jesus' name, it is done. It is done. It is done. Romans 8:15 says, "You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption. You are adopted, not abandoned. You are a son, a daughter, not an orphan." Rejection says you're forgotten. But God says you're engraved on the palm of my hand. Isaiah 49:16. You're engraved on the palm of his hand. My God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Deliverance begins when truth replaces the lie. Here's how to break free from the spirit of rejection. First, acknowledge the wound. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. You can't heal what you hide." Be honest with God about your pain. Two, forgive those who rejected you. Matthew 6:14-15 teaches that forgiveness unlocks freedom. You can't walk in deliverance while holding on to offense. Three, renounce. Renounce the spirit of rejection. Declare, "I renounce every lie that says I am not loved, not worthy, or not chosen." Receive your identity in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man, broken, depressed, rejected, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You are not defined by rejection, but by resurrection. Hallelujah. My God. Walk in acceptance. Romans 5:8 says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You don't earn his love. You simply receive it. Receive it. You simply receive it. You don't earn it. Please receive. 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 Oh my God. See, rejection tries to disconnect you from your divine assignment. Let me tell you something. For so long, he's called me to teach. He's called me to teach. But for so long, I ran from it. For so long, I was trying to chase other things. And I actually posted something today. One of our sisters in Christ, she said, "You need to stop just running from what God told you to do. You have no options." She said, "Matter of fact, you don't even have enough gas money to outrun God." Hallelujah. But that's what rejection did. For so long, I felt like Elijah. Literally. That's a whole nother story. Hallelujah. For so long. But then when God revealed himself to me, when he showed me who who he is and showed me who I was to him, things began to change. And then, yeah, so just know that God restores alignment when you return to his presence. Remember the story of Peter? He denied Jesus 3 times. That's rejection in action. But Jesus restored him by asking, "Do you love me?" 3 denials, 3 restorations. See, when you repent, God doesn't just forgive, he reinstates your purpose. Oh my God. Romans 11:29 says, "For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." That means what God placed inside of you cannot be canceled by man's rejection. To every prophetic voice, every intercessor, every believer who feels unseen or unwanted, hear this. Rejection is not your identity. It's a season that births revelation. See, God uses rejection to refine your voice, not silence it. He isolates you to, oh my God, he isolates you to bring intimacy with him before he exposes you to the nations. See, Moses was rejected by Egypt, but accepted by heaven. David was rejected by his family, but anointed by God. Hallelujah. Eh? Joseph was rejected by his brothers, but exalted by Pharaoh. See, if you've been rejected, you're in great company. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God. How am I doing on time? Yeah. Okay, let's pray. Let's pray. I'm definitely going to have to make a part 2, 3, 4 for this. There's so much. But for time reasons, I have to, I got to go. So let's pray. Wherever you are, let's pray. If you can, close your eyes and lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you today, laying every wound of rejection at your feet. I renounce the spirit of rejection, abandonment, and shame. I break every lie that has told me I am not enough. Lord, I receive your truth that I am loved, accepted, and chosen. Heal my heart. Restore my purpose. Deliver me from fear, insecurity, and isolation. I forgive those who rejected me, and I receive your love, your acceptance, and your calling anew. Let your Holy Spirit fill every empty place. In Jesus' mighty name. And the church said, amen. Amen. So, family, as we close this episode, remember, rejection is not your end. It's the very tool God uses to prepare you for divine elevation. You are accepted in the beloved. You are anointed for purpose, and you are covered by grace. So rise again, step into your calling, and never forget, the same Jesus who was rejected by men now sits glorified at the right hand of God. This has been Unveiled by Grace. Until next time, stay rooted in truth, walk in grace, and live unveiled before the one who called you. This is your brother, David Abraham. Shalom.